Message number 190. Chastisement can be mitigated through prayer. Monday, September 12, 2011 at 12:00. My dearly beloved daughter, very soon now the world will stop, and the period after the warning will change the way man will look at the world. No more will material pleasures and excesses excite. No more will people treat as gods the idols they make of celebrities and wealth. No more will they be so quick to condemn or treat their neighbor cruelly. The new world after the warning will be a place where love for me and God the Father will be revered with respect. Many leaders in countries not of the Christian faith will pay homage to my Father. Those in places of power who control people's finances will repent in their droves. Many more will peel back their layers of power and share with their brothers and sisters the bread that comes from God the Father. For this bread is for all and is meant to be shared equally. Many good things will evolve as a result of the warning. However, many souls will not be strong enough in their faith. They sadly will go back to their old ways. Seduced by the promises of power, wealth, control, and love of self, they will reject God the Father. They will know the truth, yet it will still not be enough for them. These poor, weak sinners will be a thorn in your side, children. Without your prayers, their sins will cause havoc in the world, which will have been recouped during its new purification. Prayer, my children, is so important. You must ask God the Father to accept your request to quash the persecution which is being planned by these people. Enough prayer can and will avert much of the horror these sinners will try to inflict on the world. So many of you are blind to the plan which is being plotted behind your backs. The signs are being revealed consistently, but you fail to recognize them. My children, as your faith grows, pray that the Holy Spirit can be spread to these sinners and engulf their souls. I, your precious Jesus, protect you, my beloved followers. Under my command, I instruct you to pray not just for these fallen souls, but that the persecution of ordinary men, women, and children will be eliminated. Should these perpetrators who will defy my Father continue to terrorize innocent people through the new controls they will unleash on the world, they will be punished. These sinners are being given the greatest mercy possible since my crucifixion. They need to embrace the warning, for this is the last time they will be offered the chance of redemption. Otherwise, they will face a terrible punishment. This punishment, which will be brought about by the hand of divine justice through my eternal Father, is not desirable. While this great chastisement has been prophesied, it can be mitigated through the power of prayer. Your beloved Savior, King of Mercy, Jesus Christ.